Bob Boylan here. When I heard new music from Aldis Harding and saw this video for her song, The Barrel, I wanted to touch base. I wanted to dig into some of the origins of the imagery, that beautiful domed hat, that dance of joy that takes place at the end of the video. Aldis Harding made one of the great albums of 2017, as far as I'm concerned. It's filled with mystery, filled with intensity. This new track from her upcoming April album called Designer hinted at more intrigue. I called her up. She wasn't at her home in New Zealand, but I reached her in Wales. Do you live in Cardiff?
I do. Well, yeah, I guess so. I've kind of been here sometimes and then at home. Well, home being New Zealand.
How did it become a landing spot for you then?
My boyfriend is from here and I moved in, but that meant just bringing my suitcase. Yeah, and it just makes things easier when I do eventually have to hop around. I haven't played a show for 10 months.
Wow, and God knows how many cities before.
Yeah, it was a lot, wasn't it? But I'm a little nervous about, rightfully so, because I've been so removed from all of this. You know, apart from making the record and writing the songs, I've not been thinking beyond that. But I've always seemed to kind of loosen up, not necessarily to my liking when we speak. I'll do my best.
Well, you do. I love the new record. You feel?
You do?
Yeah. Yes.
That's great. Yeah, really, that's great.
I wouldn't be having this conversation if I didn't really care for it. So
imagine that. Bob Boylan, I didn't care for it. That would suck. I mean, I like it, but that would suck, really, wouldn't it?
Well, your stuff hits home for me, even though I don't really always understand what happens in these songs. But I love the imagery that it paints. But
I don't understand that, Bob, because the music is the language that we're using, right? So you do understand. And I don't ever want to take that away from people. I might not like where they're going with it, but I don't want to, just like I don't want people to take it away from me. I, if you like the record, then you do understand, I think.
Right, but we all understand it on our own different levels, right? Yeah, which is great, which is fine. Sometimes there's intent that is curious to know. And when I watch the video, the first thing, did you conceive it?
Yeah. I'm not very good at handing things over.
The video opens with this scene of what I thought was almost like a child crawling under a blanket. It's this beautiful fabric and it's a circle and you come through and there we see you. And can you describe the outfit?
I saw a picture on Instagram. There was a woman, well, what I assume is a woman under that kind of that hat that you see, and she's wearing sort of a big black velvet dress, but her face was also covered and she had a pair of sunglasses over the velvet, so you couldn't see and she had this cane and she was holding this little goat and she had these goats, and I don't know whether it's from the Holy Mountain, but I did know that, you know, those hats were sort of quite a heavy feature, that they're unrelated, it's not related to the Holy Mountain at all, apart from the look of that hat, right?
I don't know that people know what the Holy Mountain is, the Holy Mountain was a film in the early 70s, the director Alejandro Jodorowsky, and it was made in the early 70s. It was a Mexican surrealist film. But the important part here is, without getting deep into that, is it was this incredible hat. Yes.
I saw that outfit and thought, okay, so I had the concept, and then I went, that's what I'll wear. Took it to a local guy who just whipped it up. Again, I keep getting people saying sort of Amish, sci-fi, futuristic kind of thing, and I go, right, you know, I didn't think of that, but
I know you're not one to talk about your songs in particular, but is there some connection between the visual imagery for people and what made you pick that visual imagery, given the words, I mean, I'll just, for people who haven't heard the song yet, just quote the first opening phrase, which is, I feel your love, I feel time is up. When I was a child, I never knew enough. What would that do to me? And I'm not sure if you would phrase all of it that way, but...
You want me to talk about how they're related. Then it's funny because the video was not intended to be of any kind of visual representation of the content of the mm-hmm. of the song. But this is always the way with me, because I'll be so heavily inside something. I realized that the video is a well-intended opinion of mine to just keep it loose. You know, I feel we're expected to be able to explain ourselves after we've worked a space mm-hmm. and have purpose, you know, in a little bag that you carry around everywhere. But I don't necessarily have that in me the way you might think. And I think when I pop back around at the end, I suppose it's me saying, all right, folks, here goes nothing. And not just for me, for everyone, you know, a very open and direct way of asking the question. Surely it helps to know it doesn't really matter. You know, be bigger if you want, be smaller if you want, be lighter if you want. But ultimately, you know, we all die the same size. And that helps me. It might send others screeching, but I'd sooner keep that kind of thought with me in a bag than the question of purpose. So it's just meant to be a light. It's meant to, you know.
For those who haven't seen the video, the very final scene, you've disrobed this costume of yours. You're dancing around basically in your underwear with a couple of shakers. And it reminded me of something you said when we talked last. And look, we make these connections in our brain. God knows what they mean. But when you were a kid, you said you would dance around in your pajamas in the dark, listening to the Top 10. And that's what that looked like to me, that kind of joy of you have all the joy. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, even I know things are meant to be easier. Even I know that there's room for shameless joy and not needing to explain yourself. What do you think the song's about? I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I just...
Well, as so many songs seem to me to be about, there seem to be a lot about a love that is gone, that is dead. There's something about a date being set, and it was hard not to think of that as plans for the future, be that wedding or be that other sorts of plans. There was some line about braiding that I thought was really interesting. I think it was when you have a child, so begins the braiding, is that right? And in the braid, you you keep going or something like that. You stay or something?
You stay.
And that's, to me, about a life of being more tied down.
Exactly. The finality of commitment, precisely.
And that you didn't want that. You didn't want to be led along by that. It was a bit sort of being a free spirit, maybe?
Being a free spirit, but not being free in that. Wanting those things, or wanting to want those things, but unfortunately being filled with a lot of doubt and distrust. And so basically, you know, what I'm saying, I know you have the dove. There's a trick, and I'm not going to get wet for a trick. I'm not going to dive in to something that ultimately is...
Finish that sentence. Ultimately is a trap?
I don't believe you. Mm-hmm. I don't believe you. And the thing is, it's not a lifestyle. It's just a thought. Some days I live it. Other days I belong to everybody as far as I'm concerned. I'm very open. And then other days, you know, I write songs like that. The music is the language. You know, so I'm trying to preserve that for myself and for people. I don't ever mean to be difficult. I just, sometimes it just feels like the last thing we should be worrying about.
Do you know the artist Laurie Anderson?
Yes.
She had a wonderful phrase in a song that basically said, let X equal X. And I always loved that. And I kind of feel like that's what You're saying, let it be what it is. And
yeah. Well, I, and maybe that's, maybe it's sort of a spooked laziness. Like, I don't want to open it up because, you know, for whatever reason, but I don't feel like, I don't know, like I said, I'm open. Let's carry on.
Do you find when you make and you write that these things are helpful in your life? Is that part driving force? Is it just fun and puzzle of it all? Is it?
I'm not sure.
When I make music, I love the process. It's like putting a puzzle together that I don't know anything about it. I don't know how it's going to end. And then I get to listen back to it and see how all these pieces came to be. And I find it fascinating.
Totally.
I don't write music to relieve some inner issue with myself or anything. But some people do, and some people find it helpful. It's why they're driven to write songs. And I'm just trying to wonder what drives you to write.
Mm. When I first started, it was very much, you know, I started writing things down because I needed to make something, well, not even beautiful. I don't know why I started writing all that blasphemous stuff about my common fears, but it was the beginning. And now, yeah, I'm not obsessed with the feeling. I'm obsessed with the product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you say, I'm obsessed with figuring out the puzzle, but I don't want to take away from my success by going, oh, I don't really know what I'm doing, because I do know what I'm doing, but at the same time, there's no safe space. Safe space is within the safe space of art. You know, it's all okay, but that freedom is also, I think, a lot of people find terrifying, but I don't. And everything that I've tried and everything that I've pushed along the table, it's worked out and it's been what it's supposed to be, right? Because we're having this conversation and I'm playing shows and you like the music. I like the music. That's a good place to be in, I think.
Absolutely. Aldis Harding, her new record is called Designer. If you haven't watched this video, do it. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.